You're listening to KCNR 1460, the community radio of the North State. Right now, we're going to listen to a replay from last week as Maria Salas interviews someone. I hope you enjoy.
Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. It's my
Welcome. This is the Positively Health Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Thank you so much for listening. This show is every Saturday morning, starting from 10 to 11. And second Saturday is Dr. Todd Royce, and then you get me every other Saturday. So welcome to the show. So I've been thinking a little bit, a lot of writing that I've been doing lately. And I was just noticing that our world is just so fast sometimes, and there's so much going on, and if you listen to the news, there's never like a break of just that crazy news that's going on and getting information that can sometimes sadden you or rile you up or make you overwhelmingly happy sometimes, which is awesome. Those are the good ones to hear. So sometimes when I'm reflecting, I ask, you know, myself, like, what more can I do? What more can I do to help? How can I continue to help people with their health, and how can I help my family? How can I help my country? You know, those are the things that I think about. And what I've noticed in my experience is what I found is that I can't save the world. I can, to be able to still take care of myself in a healthy way, I can't save the world. So, and so what I've noticed for me is what we can really only help are the, what we can really only help most situations if they're, are some give and take. Like if I want to try to help someone, a lot of times it's because they've asked for help and they want to be helped. I can really only help in a small way sometimes, but really only affect that circle that's close to me and around me most of the time. When we're so busy in our JOBs and when we're so busy with our businesses, our families, and all the other important aspects in our lives, how do you make sure to stay on track with your goals? I know it's January and probably a lot of people, I'm not into the New Year's resolution or anything, but I know a lot of people do that. I'm actually into goals. I like those better. But what's going on with your goals right now, your plans, your projects? I know for me to stay on track, what helps me is it's living moment to moment. And day by day, and just trying to make sure that you take care of that thing in the moment in the most right way that you can, the best way that feels the best for your heart. And really just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Just keep doing it day by day and moment by moment, in a consistent way. If you're listening to the show today, we're going to be talking about a lot, I'm sure. But as I speak to my guest today, who I feel is an expert in keeping your mind right for success, one thing that I wanted to talk about was at HealthWise Chiropractic, the philosophy that we live by is, and actually what I teach when I'm out in the community doing community outreach is the Become HealthWise philosophy. And that includes healthy exercise, healthy nutrition, healthy rest and relaxation. There is a difference. Healthy mental attitude, and of course, healthy brain and nervous system function. The irony of all of those is that they're not separate entities. They're all important for each one to be successful for you. Today I have in the studio owner of Reading Submission and Nutritionalysis. It's a 12-week weight management program. He's an amazing father, very professional at his trade. He's a tough coach. And I'm sure Jim Howard is so much more than my introduction would go on forever. He's just so much more than what I've talked about today. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you.
So happy to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, Jim, the last time you were here, it was more of an MMA show, right?
That's right.
We're getting down and dirty about MMA, and it was fun. And today I just want to have fun and talk about keeping your mind right for success. And you being one of my coaches, I feel like we've been through it and we've done it, and I know you continue to do that every day with your students, your clients, and your athletes. So when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about how to keep your mind right for success with Jim Howard. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. You're listening to Dr. Maria Salas. I have Jim Howard in the studio today, owner of Reading Submission. But first, I wanted to say hi, Savannah.
Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't seen you in a while, so it was nice seeing you.
No, I haven't seen you since before Christmas.
I know. How'd you do? Was it good?
It was good. Yours?
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, good. I love spending time with my family, so it was great getting down to San Jose and hanging out with the parents. You know how that goes?
Me
you too, huh?
That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for producing today. You're doing a great job, and thanks for the awesome music. So, Jim, what is up? I haven't seen you in a few weeks, buddy.
Yeah, you've been ditching me.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the truth comes out here. What's going on at Reading Submission these days? How's it going over there?
You know, we just fought at Wind River a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
We went 3-1, did real well. We have a fight in Denver coming up.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're pretty busy.
So at Reading Submission, do you also see people that are interested in coaching, getting coaching from you for fitness? Or do you just see fighters? And how does that work?
Most of our clients are people just for fitness.
Wanting
to learn a skill while they're training. It's a fun workout because you're actually learning something that could be applicable in life.
Uh-huh.
You know, so our majority of our people are just people that are training. Very small people fight.
So if someone was to go to the school, I think you call it a school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what they do when they first walk in there and they're interested and they want to come take a class? Is it something where, like, try before you buy kind of thing? Or you know, what kind of program is it?
We usually give them one class, and it's usually a striking class. Striking classes are usually, everybody knows how to throw a punch.
Okay.
And then once they sign up, we give them three privates to kind of get them accustomed to certain things we do.
Okay.
And then from that point on, it's just a mixed class that they just work their way into.
So are the I've been in martial arts before, and I don't know if you consider this that or not, but there's definitely a culture to being in a school like that. Do the three privates help them with figuring out what the culture is and what is a right thing to do or a wrong thing to do or how to be or what's appropriate, what's not appropriate? Because it could be the person's first time.
There's certain things that I do in my class every single day, and that's what the three privates cover.
Okay.
So they're not totally lost walking in.
Okay. And you did tell me during one of our breaks that you're a different type of coach than you are, or you call it behind the...
Once I walk behind the cage, I'm a little tougher.
Okay.
I also teach sports nutrition, which I'm much kinder with.
Okay. Just a little bit of a give there.
It's a little more emotional with people when you're dealing with nutrition.
That is so right. And I was doing a talk today, this last week, and, you know, that was a huge thing. It's a really touchy subject. When you are talking about someone's nutrition and what they put past their lips, it's really touchy. So we'll get into that later, but I think we have a phone call.
Yeah,
it's your. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, Josie. My long-lost co-host.
Uh-huh. It's me, all right.
How are you doing?
I'm going to have a couple of questions for Jim. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Okay. Good. How are you doing?
So, Josie, you're going to hang on with us from Guerneville, California?
I'm going to hang on.
All right. I'm excited. This is a little bit of a surprise for me, so I'm pretty happy about that. So did you hear what we were talking about?
Yeah, I did. I am definitely going to have a couple questions for him here.
With regard to the nutrition?
Correct.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit
of other than that. Oh, yeah, because with Jim, we generally start talking about other things, too. But so what we were talking about at Reading Submission is you can go there for fitness, too. And so I know a few of my friends are asking me about it and, oh, what does he do there? Can I go punch a bag? And do you do, like, personal training,
yeah,
like one-on-ones, private?
We have classes, private, stuff
okay.
like that.
Yeah, because I know, I don't know what your schedule is over there, but you have classes in the morning and then I think you do evening,
right? Classes, Monday through Friday.
And then maybe some people with their schedule, they can't get to those. So do you do privates during the day and on the weekends?
Yes,
or?
We do privates anytime people want.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, so I want to thank you for coming today because I know someone has to hold down the fort. You're kind of like me, myself, and I over there, right?
Yeah, we have different coaches. So
oh, you do?
It works out. We have a real good crew.
Oh, okay. So what does it take to become a coach?
You know, with us, you have to be training with us for years and years and years.
Okay.
It's more of a mindset and what kind of person you are more than their skill level.
Uh-huh.
You know, skill level comes, but are you a kind person? Are you able to put across to people to make them better people?
Yeah, can you teach?
And so, you know, we learn how to fight, but we'll really learn how to be better people.
Sure.
And that's what we try to teach.
Don't you love that, Jos?
Love that.
Yeah.
Especially since I just started my beginner kickboxing class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to be nice.
Yeah. That's kind of what I wanted to know, Jim, too. So, oh, yeah, you had to put your headset on to listen to Josie. She said she just started teaching a beginner kickboxing class. So what? Okay. Mixed martial arts. Is that what you teach?
Yes. That's what we teach. Mixed martial arts.
So what does that consist of? Cause we're from basically a martial arts background. Mm-hmm. Josie did some, it's basically Bak Fudo. Josie did some Lay Thai fighting, but what does mixed martial arts mean for people that are, I know it means just that, but for you, what does that include for you?
It means all the arts brought together.
Okay.
All the fighting arts. You have your wrestling, your kickboxing, your boxing, your Muay Thai, your grappling, your jiu-jitsu. It all comes together. So it's basically if you watch cage fighting on TV, that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Fun. I want to do that. You got some tough people in your class. I've been over there to gym school just to go, like, get some protein powder or something and met some of the guys. And I'm like, ooey. They're sweet, though. Really, really sweet. So did you have a question for Jim Joes about nutrition or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well hold on to that for a second because I wanted him to get into a little bit about the background of his nutritionalysis program first.
Okay, cool.
And we only have a minute left before our next promo. So what I want to do is give us a little bit of background about nutritionalysis. We know it's a 12-week program and it's a weight management program. But what is it specific to?
It's a really individualized. I've never done a same program twice.
Awesome.
I've been teaching nutrition now for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out with most people is they don't eat enough food. And so once you get them eating more food, which is a challenge, then they usually change. Most people starve themselves when they're trying to lose weight.
Yes.
Which is the biggest mistake you can do.
Yes. Been there with Jim. Been coached by him. And yes, it's a... It's a really interesting, and actually I've always thought it's very important to have any type of nutrition be very specific and customized for that person, and that's exactly what he's doing. So let's go to our break. When we come back, we'll talk more to Jim Howard. Come on back to the Positively Healthy Show.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there. Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. I've got Jim Howard in the studio, owner of Writing Submission. Thank you so much for coming back into the studio with me. I know it's tough. You've got classes on Saturday. Someone over there is holding down the fort for you right now. What class do you have right now?
Usually we have privates on Saturdays.
Okay. So when we left for the commercial, you have a program that you do in your school that's for everyone's welcome to. They don't just have to be a student of your school. It's called Nutritionalysis, and it's a 12-week weight management program. Can you tell us a little more about it?
The key to Nutritionalysis is the education.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will go to places and get a diet done for them, but they never understand what food does once it goes in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And once you educate people, it's a lot like philosophy. Once they learn the truth about food, they can't deny the truth. They may be doing wrong, but they know they're doing wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
And so the education about basic sports nutrition is the key to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a matter of changing the way they think about food, which is everything. The way most people think, I'm going to try this diet, but it's going to fail, but I'm going to be able to say I tried it. And so we have to change that thought. We have to change it to success, that we're going to succeed in this, whatever we do.
Yeah. What are the macronutrients doing once they go into your body? Mm-hmm. Protein, carbohydrate, fat. We get, well, I'm saying we because I actually have done the program of sorts with Jim, and we did get a really awesome book that came along with the program, which is very informative. Journaling is a huge thing, I know.
And homework.
There's homework.
Nutrition.
That's cool because as a chiropractor, I give my patients homework, so I know exactly. I mean, as a coach, that's what we do, right? Joe's, maybe right now is a good time. Does one of your questions fit with what we're talking about right now?
It kind of does, because before we left for the commercial, Jim had mentioned he believes people don't eat enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently wanted to start doing research on the idea of intermittent fasting, and I wanted to know what he thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a real believer in fasting. I'm really about getting the body clean with clean food and increasing your calories in a nice slow manner to where you're getting enough food. And I don't believe in starvation at all. I believe if the body goes in starvation mode, it wants to store fat and start burning muscle. And so the more we feed the body, the more body fat it will release and the more muscle it will burn, which makes us more metabolic.
Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that I learned with your program, that it wasn't all about metabolism.
It's also about oxidation.
Oxidative stress, mm-hmm, and oxidation to the body. So a lot of big words here and stuff, but really what it has to do with is what you said to me during the break. What's your passion? What do you want to be? What do you want your body to look like? How healthy do you want to be? How do you want to be able to function in your life? How do you want to feel throughout the day?
How bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it?
How much are you willing to put to it? How much are you willing to sacrifice? How bad do you want the body and to feel the way you want to feel,
mm-hmm,
and to perform the way you want to perform in any athletic thing you do, any sports you do, anything like that? It's all about,
you know, sacrifice. What about performing as a person that's not an athlete, performing in their activities of daily living? I mean, a mom that is 35 years old, has two or three kids. I mean, talk about having to perform, right? She's got to get kids to and from, got to go to the grocery store, got to do this, do that. And maybe she works. Oh my gosh, you have to perform. And by the end of the day, hopefully you've eaten enough to get through that day and you're tired by 10 o'clock.
And
9
the
or
second 10. Shift, getting through the second.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the second shift generally starts right after school, right? So getting the kids home and homework and everything.
And most people don't know what it really feels like to feel good because they've never really eaten clean for a period of time to feel it. And once you feel it once, you'll feel how bad you felt for the rest of your, for your life before that, and you'll never, mm-hmm, want to feel that way again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of the consistency of forcing that food into your body, getting your body used to using it, and then feeling how good it feels.
So, and that's probably why you do the 12 weeks, because it really takes that amount of time, 4, 8, 12. I mean,
it takes the first 2 or 3 weeks just to get them to get all the food in.
Yes.
Usually the first week, they want to quit. They want to quit. They say, there's no way I can eat this food. Then the second week, it gets a little bit better. By the fourth week, they're getting hungry.
And it, I mean, all kinds. You've seen it all, right? I mean, you've seen probably some bigger guys that can't eat the amount that you're, and on, you know, just on first optics, you would think, oh, that guy can handle it. No, it's hard.
It's hard. People think they eat a lot of food until they really have to eat the food, and they have to measure it out and see what it is. And I've had people up to 15,000 calories a day. I've had girls at 120 pounds eating 2,100 calories a day, mm-hmm, and getting lean.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you have to change the way they think, because they think, if I eat too much food, I'm going to get fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
Just not true.
So there is a paradigm shift. And that's what we're talking about today. How do we keep the mind right to be able to succeed? And everyone's going to want something different in life, right? So, you know, what do you want? Do you want to make the healthy changes to your body? What are you willing to do? I was about to say I, but since Josie's on the line, we were lucky because we had great parenting. Our parents somehow knew that it was a high priority for their kids to be sort of well-rounded and that they should be in sport and to start us young in sports. Right, Jos?
Yeah, 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, I think we were 5 years old when we had our first T-ball. We were on our first T-ball teams and then as well as soccer teams, which I think is that and martial arts, the first sport for any kid. Of course, they were co-ed, which was fun. We got to hang out with all the crybaby boys. Remember that, Jos?
Yeah.
Why is that? Remember all the little boys were always crying if they got hurt or if we didn't win or something? What was up with that? Anyway, so that was one thing that stood out. But so, and then 9 or 10, we went into martial arts. That was crazy. Whew, intense. Huh, Jos?
That was fun. I really love that, especially going into the kickboxing aspect of it.
Well, that it was intense because that was something that Dad was already doing for years before, during, and after being in the Marine Corps. So none of our teachers were as hard on us as our dad was. We would be at the karate studio for several hours in the evening. I know we have to cut to a commercial, but I wanted to start on our way back talking a little about the concept of coaching and what strategies you do to help your athletes and your clients to keep their mind right for success. So when we come back, we're going to hear Jim Howard talk about concept of coaching. He's really great at it. And you're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. If you would like to call in, it's 605-4567. If you have a question for Jim Howard, that would be awesome. So give us a call and come on back.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Like this music, Savannah. Thank you so much. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and I'm Dr. Maria Salas. I have Jim Howard in the studio today, owner of Reading Submission. We're talking about everything under the sun. We're talking about nutrition, fitness, exercise, and coaching was the last thing we were talking about. I wanted to talk about the concept of coaching for just a moment. Really, I believe coaches are success teachers. They are people that know that they can see clearly a person's potential, sometimes more than that student can, I think. And also, they're really good at being students. They were really good students. They were really good at being coached. As a chiropractor, every day I coach, I teach, I help educate. Yet I'm a firm believer in getting coaching for myself. I think the best athletes, the most successful business owners, entrepreneurs, are they get coached too, right? So what does the concept of coaching mean to you?
I think when one person coaches, two people learn. You're never not a student, ever a student. You're always a student. So when you're teaching, you're learning. And it's about finding people's motivation. You know, where are they coming from? What's their goal? What are they looking to do? Mm-hmm. And finding flow. Life's all about flow, not forcing your way through life, allowing everything to unfold in front of you. And when it comes to martial arts, as you know, you cannot force a fight. You have to be able to relax and flow. Mm-hmm. And same with life. If you try to force your way through life, it usually eludes you. When you relax, and as the saying goes, go the direction the horse is riding, life goes much better.
So that, you know, what you just said reminded me of Aikido, the practice of Aikido, mm-hmm. how they use energy to the energy of the opposition person to really be the way that they defend themselves. That's a really interesting concept.
In grappling, so, you teach, don't try to, when you hit a wall, don't force your way through the wall. Find your way around the wall, under the wall, over the wall. Go with the wall. You don't, when you hit a wall, you don't stay forcing the wall. You go, you find a way around the wall. Mm-hmm. And that's the key to everything. Life is the key. Mm-hmm. Everything boils down to the same thing, flow of life.
Energy flow.
Energy and thought.
Thought.
Flow. Everything comes from a thought. Anything that's great has happened has come from a thought. Thoughts are powerful. There's no bigger thought or smaller thought than another thought. And the way you think is what you create.
Yeah, what we think about, we bring about. I totally agree. So be careful with your thoughts. Have them be very specific and to what you want in life and clean and positive. So I wanted to ask you if there was an exercise or some tools that that you help your clients with to teach them some of these. Like, for example, at 10 years of age, when we were doing martial arts, I had already been starting and practicing a technique called visualization. And I didn't start hearing about that again until I was older and I had met sports psychologist Dr. Olivi out of Los Gatos, a professor at San Jose State for many years, and Dr. Green out of Cal. Now a technique used widely with all coaches, coaching anything. I mean, even if it's business or finance, a lot of them use visualization. Is that something that you guys use?
It's huge. You create what you believe. Mm-hmm. And so if you believe that you're going to be unsuccessful, you're going to create being unsuccessful. If you believe in thought that you're successful, you're going to be successful. And I believe in every day you should study philosophy. You should read something positive for your world. Study, study, study. Anything you become really good at, you do every day redundantly. Mm-hmm. And if you stay in the same thought pattern, you're going to stay where you're at. But if you continue to grow and rid yourself of the things that are holding you back in your life, you will change. Life will be better.
Is that part of your daily exercises with your students?
It's, you know,
or do you speak on philosophy? Because earlier today I asked you, hey, do you guys use music? What kind of music do you like at your school? You're like, no, no, I need to talk. I need to coach. I mean,
once the class gets started, it's all about training.
Okay.
It's all about keeping them focused on training, working the techniques, drilling the techniques, focus on, they say practice makes perfect, where perfect practice makes perfect. It's all about fundamentals, doing everything right. After that, with talking to them, once you get past the cage, past the practice, now it's about life.
Okay.
What are you doing to make your life better? Are you studying yourself? Are you looking at yourself constructively and seeing I'm doing these things wrong in life and trying to change them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what changes everything. Again, martial arts is what we do, but it's not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something we like to do. Now, the rest of it is about studying your mind.
What books are you reading right now?
Right now I'm studying The Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying it for a few years.
So is that, do you know the author or is that?
It's a group offer. It's a group of people. It's really hard to understand. But
okay.
I recommend a real good book out there right now by Marianne Williamson called The Way to Love.
Love her.
Really good book. You know, it's study, especially with nutrition. Nutrition's about changing the way people think because food is used for so many negative things in life, and especially with women. Women have come from sexual abuse, emotional abuse. So they use food to put these layers of fat on them to protect them, which creates other issues. So you have to get really deep into people's wounds for what they use food for. And that's the first thing with nutrition. It's not so much teaching them how to eat. It's figuring out why they're using food for what they're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really everything in life is about philosophy.
Another book that I like that you suggested to me, I still have it, is Mind Over Medicine.
People are taught to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from growing up, you're taught to be sick. When people feel something, they go on the internet looking for sickness. So again, what you think about, you create. So if you think about sickness or are looking for sickness, you create sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't believe in sickness. So I don't believe I can get sick. I don't believe in colds. I don't believe in flus. And the body is just an instrument. It doesn't think. The mind creates everything that happens to the body. So if you change, again, the mind, what the mind believes, the body will create.
Mm-hmm.
And it all boils down to your thinking. Everything in life is about the way you think.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys out there listening and are you feeling inspired by Jim? I am just sitting here feeling it. How are you doing, Joes? Are you there?
I'm doing great. I have a couple of questions for him.
Okay.
Kind of different than what you guys were just talking about. But a lot of people want to know, when you're working out, how many days a week should you work out, and what is a good rest time for the body? Like,
recovery.
How many rest days? Is it an every other day workout? You know, a lot of people are kind of wanting to know about that.
I look at, depending on how you're working out, when I used to lift weights, I would do one body part a week and give it a 7-day rest. It would get hit by other body parts. When you'd say you do triceps or hit chest, you're going to get your triceps are going to hit. Biceps, you're going to get your back's going to get hit. So you do it. But I believe that if I'm sore, I don't train that body part. I let it rest. You cannot keep a muscle tore down constantly because it will not repair and it will not grow. In fact, you'll go backwards. The biggest mistake of training I see people make is they do their cardio before they lift weights. And you always lift weights because when you lift weights, you burn carbohydrates. Every time you do a set, you burn carbohydrates. And then when you get done lifting weights, you've depleted your body of carbohydrates. So now you go up and do cardio because you cannot burn fat until all your carbohydrates are gone. So you go into fat burning storage much faster. If you do cardio first, it's going to take 15, 20 minutes to burn carbohydrates before you get into a fat burning store. It's all about fundamentals with nutrition. It's not rocket science. It's about fundamentals,
you know,
doing things properly.
Glycogen is glycogen. It's been doing what it's been doing for years, and it's and not going to change.
Lifting weight does not burn body fat. The only body fat it burns is the more muscle you put on, the more fat you burn all day walking around, the more calories you burn.
That kind of leads into my next question. For the average person, maybe not an athlete, they're not a competitor, but they're a person who does do exercise 3 to 5 times a week. And I know you sell the product you have, the powders and stuff. What is a good ratio of protein, fat, carb for a shake? Maybe something before a workout or maybe something after a workout?
If you do it before or after your workout, I believe in like a 50-50 shake, which is protein and carbohydrates together. At night before I go to bed, I always do a protein shake before I go to bed. Now remember, supplements are not a replacement of food. They are a supplement to your food. Food is the number one supplement in the world. It's all about food. And then our supplements just turn our food into jet fuel. It's basically just like putting high octane in your gas tank. Mm-hmm. So just do it better. But I always do probably like 20 grams of protein and 30 grams of carbohydrates before or after I work out.
Good answer. Okay. On that note, Joes, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking more to Jim Howard, asking him some questions. If you have a question, it's 530-605-4567. And we've got more to go here on the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back. Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Haagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and thanks for being part of our listening audience today. We've got Jim Howard in the studio today, owner of Reading Submission, and I'm so thankful and grateful to have him in my life and as being, you know, one of my coaches, basically. Every day I get a sort of like a very positive affirmative text from him, and that's part of being one of his students. You can get an awesome text or an email or something, I guess, however you want to communicate that to your students. And I read them every day, and it's something that kind of is like a little food for thought sometimes. Some of them are right on the mark where I'm like, yes, I totally get that. And then some of them I'm like, ooh, I got to think about that for a sec. Those are great. Thanks for doing those.
You're welcome. I usually send out between 12 and 2, Monday through Friday, when everybody's feels like everything's going to crap. And it just gives them, just kind of gives them a little, okay.
During the lull time.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm not thinking properly because nothing changes but the way you think.
And maybe you didn't eat in time because your low blood sugar.
So just my name going on text reminds you to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no. My body now, once I've been through the program, reminds me to eat. I do not need a reminder anymore. If I didn't prepare my food, if I didn't eat breakfast or the snack before, I was actually working out at 12 o'clock every day. And just in the last 2-3 weeks, that stopped. But So I would eat breakfast probably by 7:30 or 8. By 10:30, I am starving for a snack. And I know I have to get that in because if I start my workout at 12, I need that energy. And so I love your reminders, but I'm grateful that my body got used to eating seven times a day. And that it sort of tells me now what I need. Even right now, I'm starting to feel it.
It's a matter of retraining your body.
Yeah, it's 10:45. I ate at, I don't know, I think 8 or 8:30 today. So it's talking. It's saying, hi, I'm here. You need more water because you're talking too much right now.
Yeah.
and you're starting to think about food. So it's a really interesting paradigm shift to go from a 3-meal-a-day type of day to more of a 6-meal day. It's really interesting how my body's energy levels started balancing out. I noticed that I didn't have the low blood sugar times that I would normally have in the past and everything that comes along with that. So what came along with that was the grouchiness, the cloudy and foggy thinking, and then headaches sometimes, which are no-go, man. I've got things to do. I've got people to help. I'm busy, so I can't do the headache thing. That's not going to happen. And then also, of course, right before bed, having that high protein, either meal or shake, was awesome for me because I don't know if I'm a smaller type person. I'm a woman. I've got a smaller liver. Something. I needed something to get me through the night because waking up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning starving doesn't feel so good. It's noxious pain.
And that also means that you're cannibalizing muscle tissue.
Exactly.
That means your body, when it got done, it repairs when you sleep. And so once it runs out of nutrients to repair, it starts draining from muscle. So if you're waking up looking really flat every morning, it means your body started cannibalizing itself. So we want to feed it some protein before we go to bed so it has these nutrients. And it has to be a casein protein, which is a slow breakdown protein, so it keeps repairing itself with nutrients all night long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a real protein. So if I was interested, if a person, a listener was out there interested to even just go chat with you, how do they find you?
You can find me at Reading Submission, which is on Keystone Court. Okay. The number is 222-6255. And
go ahead and say that again.
222-6255. And what we do is set up a meeting and we just talk. There's no hard close. I'm looking for somebody that really wants to change their life. Mm-hmm. But it's a hard program. It's a change of life. It is a change of life. Yeah. It's not something you do for a wedding or for a trip. It's something you do that's for a change of life.
Yeah. So, and thanks for not sugarcoating that ever. Have you ever done that to me? You've never sugarcoated it. In fact, you were probably just straight up front from the beginning and you're like, some people can't do this, Maria.
Most people can't.
Yeah.
So, what I don't want to do is, if once you get done with me, you should never have to go to anybody about nutrition again.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. A lot of the programs want you to come back because it's money coming back to them. Mm-hmm. So they don't teach you how to fish.
Mm-hmm.
They fish for you. And so you have to learn how to fish. You have to understand your body. And everybody's different. I'm going to build a program around your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of food you like, what kind of day you have, what kind of job you have. It's all built around you. And then it's a matter of being dedicated.
And then your goals and what you want to accomplish.
Exactly.
Are you a competing athlete? fitness competitor or, you know, fighter.
Or a weekend warrior.
Or are you a weekend warrior? Or are you someone that just wants to get in your bikini this summer? Mm-hmm. You know, or, you know, obviously overall health comes with that. So I don't want to negate people that want to look good, because I think that is a huge part of feeling good. And I have no problem with someone making that decision to be healthier because there's a little bit of vanity there. I have no problem with that.
Well, your body reflects the way you think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So you drive down, you get off on...
Get 44 to Victor. Go over the freeway. There's a little frontage road called Aspen mm-hmm. right there. Right, there's storage units are down there. And, mm-hmm. and we're right down there on Keystone Court. You'll see Reading Submission Fighting. Mm-hmm. And right inside, I also teach nutrition. I've been doing nutrition for 30 years. I used to own a gym in town for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So it's not something I've been doing it for a long time. I've done thousands of
programs. Oh, yeah, no. Everyone knows Jim Howard. Everyone knows his successes and who he's helped. You can actually, if you're a Facebook person, you can go ahead and find Jim Howard at Jim Howard on Facebook. Is it under anything else?
There's Ready also Submission? Ready Submission. There's also a Nutrition Analysis 12-week program.
Okay. So, you know, either way you go about it. Also, we'll have some information on Twins Talk Health as well. You can... you know, go back and listen to this show again. If there were some things that you missed, you're driving your car, you're washing the dishes right now. Jim's got a lot to say, and he's, for me, saying it well. Whenever I've been in front of him, there's no judgment. There is only listening and getting to know you, and I like that. Who coaches you, or who did you learn about coaching from?
I just studied.
Okay.
I'm a self-study. I like to read. And I study. And then I put your practical purpose to make mistakes and correct my mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so good at that. Joe's, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Do you have any?
Good. Hey. Do we have time for one more question?
Yes.
So I have some clients, Jim, dealing with digestive issues, but they want to work out. They want to start or continue a regimen. And, of course, I tell them get a doctor's permission before they start a program. But then what? What can we do for people that are eager to start and are dealing with these types of issues?
I always start people on cardio, low-impact cardio, you know, yeah. or even walking. Whatever it is, get out and do something the first day and increase it every week. Then as you get stronger, you increase, maybe start adding resistance training in with a good trainer, which is hard to find, and just slowly do it. But you can't do is not do anything. You cannot allow whatever's keeping you down to keep you down. You have to change that thinking and just go and go and go and go and persevere, and eventually your life will be different.
I agree, and so the key to, I think, what he's saying is definitely modify if you have to. There are so many exactly. other options and alternatives to do something rather than nothing. Even if it's you're sitting, you have a chair, you can't do a full squat, get up and down from that chair in a squat position. You can do wall push-ups.
Yep, I always tell people there's a modification for every movement. That we do.
And change your soda to water. That's huge.
Who would have thunk about that one? That's kind of...
Good water, though.
What is good water?
Well, yeah. We're lucky up here, I think, in Northern California versus where you're at, Joe's.
You guys are.
We have actually put a... When I moved up here from the Bay Area gym, I actually couldn't believe that. I tasted the water, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And then up further where I'm at west, more towards the mountains, we're getting even better water. I can tell the difference from Reading water. So we like to use the water at my office from the water store. So that's always great. And I think just drinking more of it is what you're saying.
Water is the fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're 80% water.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't you drink water? You wouldn't wash your clothes in soda. You wouldn't wash your car in soda. Why would you wash out the most precious thing you own, your body, with soda?
Simple as that, people.
I like that.
Okay, so we got just a few minutes left. What are any big programs going on right now? Or you said you've got some fighters fighting soon?
We have a fighter fighting on March 6th in Denver.
Do you want to give a shout-out to anyone?
No, Wes Wofford's getting ready to fight in Denver. He's fighting a guy that fought in the UFC 15 times. So it's a big fight for him.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's a real, real big fight.
What is you need some strategy here, but how long has he been?
We just took the fight 2 days ago. He's been with me for 2 years.
Okay.
He just took the fight 2 days ago. He's ranked, I think, 70-something in the world right now. So he's done really, really well.
Is he a young kid? Or?
He is. We fought in Poland last year, Canada. He's really doing well. Okay. He's 20, I think he's 28, 29 now.
Oh, okay. So what is that for that world, that age?
I'm sorry?
That age? What is...
You know, people are peaking in their 30s now.
Okay, I was wondering about
I think,
that.
What's your cousin? How old is he?
Yeah, obviously Justin, Josie, is he like 32 or something?
Yeah, 31? He's in his early 30s.
Everybody becomes so nutritious conscious now. And also, they're training differently. They're cross-training differently. They're so much more smarter than they've ever been. So they have this longevity to
them.
They're
lasting longer,
much longer.
Sure.
And they're becoming in their peak in their 30s. I mean, you have had some Couture's and Henderson that are fighting in their 40s at that level, which is just crazy insane.
What about what's going on with you the last time? I saw that you were doing something pretty intense. Was you were getting ready for the cover of the magazine, buddy?
Yeah, I did a photo shoot, which is pretty hard for me. But yeah, it worked out good. I got the cover of the magazine.
Yeah, you're so shy, Jim Howard. So shy. That's funny. He's like totally getting red right now, Joe's. Oh, this is awesome. So, which you looked great, by the way. And
thank you.
I'm sorry. How old are you? Do we get to?
I'm 55.
No? Okay. I am going to put that on Twin Stock Health because you have to see this body.
Drink water, everybody.
Yeah.
Drink water.
I mean, you know, it's amazing. You know, that cover of that, what was the magazine? It was for
Perillo Performance.
Perillo Performance, which, I mean, you're up against the best of the best there, you know. So I'll put Jim's picture on Twin Stock Health so you can see what we're talking about. But obviously you follow what you teach.
You can only teach what you are.
Yes.
You know, so you have to believe it, and it comes across to people. You know, anybody can be whatever they want. I mean, the only thing they have control over is the way they think and the way they look. Mm-hmm. Anything else outside of them, they have no control over. But they have total control over that. So you can
definitely
look,
what goes past your lips, you have control over.
Totally.
For sure.
And the way you think, you have to believe it. You have to know you're going to look the way you want to look and feel the way you want to feel. You have to know it 100%. If you have any doubt, you will not create what you want.
I feel like I have to pay him, Joe's. I feel like I'm getting a really cool, like, coaching session right now. You know, like, send me an invoice, Jim, because, wow. I'm, like, so inspired sitting here. It's awesome. Every time I talk to Jim, I feel like this, so. Any more questions, Joe's? Because we're coming to the end of our show today, and I wanted to make sure that we kind of pay attention to you and see if there's anything going on with you. Anything coming up? I know, are triathlons and marathons coming up yet, or what's going on with that?
The Monterio Vironman will be coming up here at the end of May. I believe it's actually May 30th or 31st.
And that's a tri?
Yeah, it's a triathlon. It's one of their smaller ones. It's their very first one. But I did want to give my new location at 16390 Main Street. And that's Suite C in Guerneville, California. So I have a few classes going on. I actually have a 9:30 a.m. class that's free Tuesday through Saturday. And it's just a beginner's fitness class for people.
So who's your audience right now? Do you have a lot of sit and be fit age category? Or
I do actually teach a chair fitness class for seniors at our local senior center.
Cute.
And that class is becoming more full as we get going here in the new year, so that's great.
See, people are lasting longer. They're making that decision to do it every day, and I think you had a 90-year-old or something.
Yeah, my oldest class participant is 94, and I think I said it on the air before, I make her do push-ups still.
I make her do push-ups. That's hilarious. Jim's laughing.
Granted, they are wall push-ups, but hey, she's doing push-ups.
Yeah,
so,
she's,
you know,
using the same muscle groups. Different gravity position, but hey.
Quality of life is different now as we get older. It's not like it used to be. It's different.
And you're such an example of that. Okay. You've been listening to the Positively Healthy Show, and thank you, Jim, so much for coming on. If there's anything else you want to share or give a shout out to anyone, go ahead and do it now because we're done almost here.
Just be healthy. Love yourself.
So simple. Don't you love it? That's a huge one.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Thanks for
having
me. Yeah,
so hopefully we'll have Jim back at some point. Positively Healthy Show is on every Saturday from 10 to 11. I'm sure we've got a great show coming up for you next week. So come on back. And Savannah's going to leave us with some good music here. And go ahead and check out Jim Howard on Facebook, and you'll get to know him a lot more. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Have a great week.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama has canceled the end of his trip to India so he can fly to Saudi Arabia this week in the wake of the death of its late ruler. The White House advisor Ben Rhodes, though, says the president's trip to India is vital.
This is an enormously important event for the Indian people, and for President Obama to be invited as the first U.S. president to attend as the chief guest sends a very important message to the world.
The chief guest at India's Republic Day celebrations on Monday. Meanwhile, the White House says there is an important economic component to the president's trip.
There will be a number of U.S. business leaders who will be traveling to India in conjunction with the president's visit.
That's Josh Earnest at the White House. The president will fly from India on Tuesday now, skipping what had been a planned trip that day to the Taj Mahal. A federal judge striking down a voter-approved marriage amendment in the state of Alabama.
The judge ruled in favor of two lesbians who had sued to overturn the 2006 law. The judge also said an Alabama statute and a